You're speaking to somebody who lost her house. I had 8 feet of water, and I'm still not back into that house. I'm still working on the final finishing up. That being said, there were some things that needed to be washed away.
New Orleans was home to some of the worst schools in the whole nation before Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. After the storm, nobody expected to see the education renaissance that's taking place here now.
New Orleans public education before the storm was financially bankrupt, morally bankrupt, academically bankrupt, and facilities bankrupt.
Public school, the teacher wasn't really taking their time out to help.
It was more like fights and drama, and just because it was in New Orleans, there was a lot of killing.
Generally, they were moving kids through the school. Nobody could read. They were graduating kids from high school without being able to read. Kids weren't able to pass the graduate exit exams.
Pre-Katrina, I think it was 2003, almost is the epitome of our massive failure. The valedictorian of one of our high schools could not pass the graduation exit exam. After 6 attempts, she kept failing math, though her transcript had straight A's in Algebra 1, 2, and Trig, and you can pass our graduation exit exam not knowing algebra.
As has been demonstrated time and again, traditional public school systems are ill-equipped to deal with the challenges of educating poor minority students in urban districts. Before the storm, things were so bad in New Orleans that most people had given up hope. Some reformers at the state level, however, decided it was time for change.
In 2003, the state created something called the Recovery School District, and it was designed to address the fact that some schools were abjectly low-achieving schools for very long periods of time.
In taking that school away from the school board, you would strip it of the board policies, the board contracts, including the collective bargaining agreement, and out came the school, the children, and the money, and a fresh start.
It was a very small effort, and it was pretty much ignored by the unions at the time. That would, of course, change later when the larger takeover took place.
In August of 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans.
The day that the storm was about to hit, we went to school, then it was closed. Because we didn't look at the news that day, so we left that same day, so it's difficult.
Katrina devastated the entire area. Nearly 1,500 people died. More than 1 million were forced to leave their homes. And the storm caused nearly $100 billion in damages. For the already failing Orleans Parish School District, Katrina appeared to provide the final death blow.
First of all, a great number of the campuses of the schools were flooded. Orleans Parish schools were flooded, damaged beyond repair. My understanding is that they were incredibly underinsured.
When you're in New Orleans in January 2006, there are not school buses. There are not cafeteria workers. There are not homes for teachers. There are very few buildings. There are no books.
On August 29th, you had 126 schools, and the next day you had none, and by the end of that first school year, you only had 6 schools operating in the city of New Orleans.
But when all appeared lost, education reformers began looking for a silver lining.
After the levees broke, the city is shut down. And the conversation in Baton Rouge was really, we cannot let the school board open up these schools again. We have the opportunity for a much broader fresh start.
What was really different about taking over most of the schools in the city is the strategy for takeover would be that we would charter these schools.
If you were a teacher with Orleans Parish, in many cases you lost your job, you didn't even know about. On the other side of that, those of us who knew that there was so much broken that needed to be fixed, it was kind of like saying, ooh, let's wipe the slate clean, let's start over, what could we do to make this better?
Since the post-Katrina takeover, the school system in Orleans Parish has been radically transformed.
This year, 61% of our students go to charter schools. We project next year will be 70%.
Unlike traditional public schools, charter schools are autonomous entities that aren't hindered by collective bargaining agreements or bureaucratic red tape.
If you're in a charter school, there's no longer tenure, and the charter schools have total control of the time, people, and money.
I think that we do have really talented people on staff that have great ideas, and to be able to implement those right away, just as long as, you know, our whole team is on board and not have to get approval from a larger bureaucracy, just means that progress can happen faster.
When you have the autonomy that we have, I think my accountability is to each of these kids and their parents, because when Nilo and I knocked on their doors, we promised them a lot of stuff.
You find success at a charter school by producing results. If you are hardworking, if you really care about the children, if you put in effort and you're seeing results, then you're going to be rewarded. You're going to find success.
Operating as a charter school by no means guarantees success. In fact, according to a recent Stanford study, on average, charter schools do no better than district schools. And in a poor city like New Orleans that is still recovering from Katrina, the challenge is even more daunting.
We know that many of our kids coming from poverty backgrounds have very chaotic lives. When they come here, they know what we expect when they walk in a line.
There's a lot of fun at this school. You just have to get used to it. A lot of people don't like it because they get in trouble a lot, so I don't, and I don't know how it feels to get in trouble too much.
Yeah, it's very strict. What I like about it is that the teachers and all the principal and everybody, you know, they look at the students and help them get prepared to go to college.
Well, it's challenging work because it's a population of kids that are fabulous, but they have a lot of needs.
Despite immense challenges, charter schools like Success Preparatory Academy and New Orleans College Prep are achieving good results.
New Orleans was the only city last year able to narrow the achievement gap of African-American boys. The whole charter movement has seen scores rise.
The thing I like about here that they test the kids to make sure they're in the class that they need to be in. Everybody who's on a lower level, they put them in the class together so they can prosper and get to the next level.
So we just started this year, 0, 1, and 2. Our kindergartners came in for the most part, none of them knowing their letters, maybe a few knowing their letters, but generally 80% of them behind where they needed to be. We were going to flip that statistic. We think 80 to 90%. Will be ready for first grade at the end of the year.
Two-thirds of the voters do not want the schools returned back to the Orleans Parish School Board anytime soon.
Whereas prior to Katrina, traditional public schools enjoyed a near monopoly on education, the current system is built on choice and competition.
Whether you're in a traditional public school or a charter public school, the money follows the student to the school.
So what's happening is you've got a free market now. Parents have their choice. We have kids coming to us from all over the city. Their kids are no longer forced to go to a poor school in their neighborhood.
At the other school, she was constantly being picked on. They was fighting her. Everything that could have happened to her was happening to her. It was once she came here, you know, the environment is very peaceful, you know. So the environment from there to here is like 200% better.
This is a service industry. We're serving our kids and their parents, and if what we have to offer is not good enough, they have quality choices all around us.
It's still too early to know for sure whether the New Orleans experiment in school choice will succeed over the long term. But early results are promising, and for the first time in decades, people are optimistic about the future of the New Orleans educational system.
Those up close and personal to this reform know that we are onto something powerful.
My main message to each of my children as they grow up will be, never be satisfied with mediocrity in a classroom. If your teacher is not teaching, let them know, I'm here to learn.
They say no matter how poor you are, no matter who you is, or where you come from, you can go to college.
I don't think it takes a natural disaster, but I do think it takes a radical shift in thinking.
I believe within the next couple of years, we're going to outperform the suburban parish that abuts New Orleans. And when we do that, there'll be a little mini earthquake.
It's a very exciting, amazing thing to be a part of. Really amazing.